Welcome to Wells Fargo.
Marque 9 para servicio en español.
This call may be recorded, monitored, or analyzed by Wells Fargo and its service providers.
Esta llamada podría ser grabada, monitoreada o analizada por Wells Fargo y sus proveedores de servicios.
Okay.
For account access or questions, say your account or card number or enter it followed by pound. For anything else, say other options.
Other options.
All right, other options. You can say, open a new account, find a branch or ATM, verify an account, or damaged card. I'll connect you to a banker, but first, please use a short phrase to describe what you're calling about. You can say things like, order new checks, or change my PIN. These are just examples, so tell me what you're calling about.
Bank statements.
Okay, statements. Now, before I connect you, please allow me to identify you. First, enter or say your account number. Sorry, please enter or say the account number one digit at a time.
Need to speak to a representative. We don't have the account number. Unless you do have it, Renee.
If you would like to receive written communications from Wells Fargo in an alternative format, in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, please let a representative know or contact us at 1-800-642-4720. Please hold while I connect you with a banker who can help you.
Morning. Thank you for calling Wells Fargo. My name's Benet. This call may be recorded, monitored, or analyzed by Wells Fargo and its service providers. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Go ahead.
Renee Wallet.
Thank you. And to help get started, may I please get your account number or your debit card number, please, ma'am?
4737. 0280-555-4-4525.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. I am getting you pulled up. How's your day going so far?
It's good. And yours?
It's going. It's getting there. Thank you so much for asking. And Ms. Wallace, I do need to get two other pieces of information. First one being, could you provide me the last four of your social?
7917.
Okay, and could you provide me the username that you use to log into the Wells Fargo online?
Renee Wallace? I never went online that I know of.
Can you provide me your checking account number?
I don't have the checking account number with me.
Hang on. Just trying to get one other piece. Okay, so what I'm going to try to do, Ms. Wallace, I am going to ask you a series of questions on the account pertaining to places, people on here, and I will read you the questions, and I'll read you the answer, and then you tell me if it's one of those answers. If not, just say none of the above does not apply, all right?
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. There we go. All right. So now we're going to start. The first one is, which of the following is a current or previous employer? Is it Care in Help, Big Red's Village, Century Arms, Jolly Jumbuck Leathers, or none of the above? Does not apply.
Care in Help.
All right. And then which of the following matches the last 4 digits of your phone number? Is it 5318, 3368, 5071, or 9358, or none of the above? Does not apply.
You know what? I have 2 numbers on this phone. And I only know 1 of the numbers. So if you have another number on there that goes with that, I don't really know the other number. But I know I use the 267-251-1945 number.
Okay, so as far as these, if you don't recognize them or know, just say none of the above does not apply.
None of the above then, because I don't know them. I don't know it.
Which state issued your Social Security number? Is it Maine, Florida, Pennsylvania, Idaho? None of the above does not apply.
Pennsylvania.
And then which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? Is it Hazel Buckstar, Malin Boxberger, Seema Cooney, Cecilia Elbert Hart, or none of the above does not apply?
None of the above does not apply.
One second. All right. Thank you. All right. And again, I appreciate your patience, and I'm in your account. And right. And how may I try to help, Miss Wallace?
Okay, I need bank statements for...
Can I help?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm with...
Okay,
Wallace's home care agency.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Wallace, you didn't tell me you had someone else on the line. So I need to cover something with both of you on here. So, again, I do need to advise you both that this call may be recorded, monitored, or analyzed by Wells Fargo and its service providers. Next, Ms. Wallace, I need to find out from you, do you provide your permission to discuss financial and confidential information with a third party on the line?
Yes.
And would you please provide the third party's name and relationship to you?
It's from Family First Care. I'm signing up for home health care.
Okay. And would you, I'm sorry. Would you provide me her name, please?
I can give you my name.
Tell her your name, please.
It's Faigy, F as in Frank, A-I-G-Y.
And you have to say what she just said, Ms. Wallace, because I have to hear from you.
Say what?
You need to say what she just said. Her name is.
What did you say your name was? Frankie?
Faigy.
Peggy?
Faigy. F-A-I-G-Y.
F-A-I-G-Y. Faigy, yes.
All right, thank you. All right. And how may I help today?
Okay, Miss Wallace is applying for home care services in her home, and in order to get approved, she needs a 5-year look back of all bank accounts that she had. She said she closed her Wells Fargo account recently, so she's going to need the statements up until the closure date and a closure letter, please.
Okay, so if she's needing a closure letter, that she would have to actually contact the branch about that. Because here at the call center, we don't do the closure letters. Now,
what about
I can
the statements?
Try to get That's what I was getting ready to mention, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
That I can help to, that's okay, that I can help to mail her out the statements that she needs. We can do that
okay.
for her.
Is there any way they can be emailed so she doesn't have to wait for the mail? It's a time-sensitive application.
I mean, yeah, if she have email, yes, we can do that.
Okay, perfect. So do you, can we give my email address? Is that okay, Renee?
Yes. No, ma'am. It has to be emailed that's on her account. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay.
Even if I authorize that you can send it to her?
Yes, ma'am. We can't do that.
Can you email and mail it out in case we aren't able to access her email? I'll try to help her, but, you know, I can't. We can't be sure.
I can mail it out to her. That's what I'm saying, you know, and then we can go from there. But, yes, unfortunately, we can't use your email.
Okay, well, can you send it to Renee Wallace? No. Can you send it to Wallace Renee? 05@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we have for you. So yeah, I can send it that way for you.
Okay,
so
send it to me
just
then.
A moment. Give me just
I'll
a moment,
send it to
please.
You.
And you're needing these from when she opened until now?
No, from 2020 till closure.
Okay. 2020. Okay, give me just a moment and see if I can get those. All right. Okay, I don't have any statements for 2020 or 2021. Okay, the ones I can send that we are showing is for 2024 to 2025.
Okay. Do you know what date the account was open?
No, not like that. We can't give that over the phone.
So how can we get that? Because if we don't have statements going back.
You would have to go through the branch. We don't have anything on here for that going back for her. It starts in 2024.
Okay. All right. I guess Sunday we'll have to make another call.
And then give me one second.
So can we call the branch?
I mean, you could try to call the branch to see and see what they can do on here. But I'm just saying I don't have anything reflecting for 2022 to 2023. It doesn't start until 2024.
Okay.
That's all we have for. All right. So give me just a second. All right. So you said that's WallaceRenee05@gmail.com, correct?
All right.
Okay. And Ms. Wallace, I do have to get one other piece of information. Do you mind verifying your mobile phone number for me, please?
I have 267-251-1945.
And are you able to receive text messages on this phone?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you would do me a favor, look on your phone. I just sent you a 6-digit passcode. Could you please provide me those 6 numbers?
Wait a minute. Phone is crazy. Okay. No, I didn't get it. Hey, man.
Go into your text messages. It should show under there. Okay.
This phone is super here. Hold on. Okay. It's 93733. No, the code is.
You need to open that up. Uh huh. Okay.
Open
I'm
it
ready.
Up. The code is 509-203.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, got it. Thank you. All right. Now we're getting in there. All right. Okay. And so, Ms. Wallace, I'd just like to let you know that I have submitted your photocopy request. You will receive these items within 4 hours. If for any reason we are unable to email your request, the items will be mailed to the address on your account. But otherwise, I did get those emailed over to you, so you all just be on the lookout for them, okay?
Okay.
All right. And again, I'm terribly sorry to both of you, you know, for the inconvenience, but that's all I'm showing that we have, okay? Yes, ma'am. You all are very welcome. And thank you for your patience. And thank you for calling Wells Fargo. And you ladies still have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay.